3 million people, approximately half of all voters in Pennsylvania, a must-win state for President Donald Trump's re-election bid, will vote by mail in November. That's according to Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro, a Democrat. During a panel organized by the nonpartisan American Constitutional Society, Shapiro said the Trump campaign and his enablers are attacking his state's election laws with a barrage of lawsuits, including one against a vote-by-mail statute that was passed last year. And ironically, more Republicans than Democrats were in favor of its passage.
The operations of an election should not be partisan at all. They should be nonpartisan. Yet the president continually tries to inject partisanship into it and is sued to undermine our law. He is sued to not allow voters, for example, to put their ballots in drop boxes. He is sued to make it harder for your vote by mail ballot to count. He's actually sued to allow poll watchers to come in from outside of your local county in order to monitor the election. And let's be real what that's all about. That's about bringing people into black and brown communities and intimidating them when they go to the polls.
No court has found evidence of Trump's allegations of election fraud in Pennsylvania's elections. During the last presidential debate, Trump suggested his supporters should monitor the polls, but Shapiro says so-called poll watching is illegal under Pennsylvania law and could even violate some federal statutes. Shapiro says his office has assembled an election integrity panel within his office to ensure a free and fair election. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says even in a Democratic stronghold like California, so-called security guards have been stationed outside polling stations to intimidate new immigrant voters. However, he says such a scheme would also be illegal under California law, and voters should not be intimidated by Trump's attempts to sow misinformation.
My parents used to tell me stories when they were young adults. My dad couldn't walk into restaurants and establishments because of the signs that said, no dogs, Negroes, or Mexicans allowed. There are a lot of reasons why we should have fear. One of them should not be because we have a right to vote. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that people feel not only safe, but enthusiastic about coming to vote. You go in there like a warrior to vote and have the confidence that you can do it, because guess what? We've got your back. Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, a whole bunch of folks here in California, we're going to have your back.
Both Becerra and Shapiro joined over 20 other state attorneys general who sued the Postal Service for service delays caused by operational changes enacted by Trump appointee Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. While much has been made of the post boxes and mail sorting machines that were decommissioned, the operational changes are what's at question in their lawsuit. It charges that DeJoy did not go before the Postal Regulatory Committee before moving to change how mail deliveries are regulated, which resulted in sometimes weeks-long mail delays across the country. A superior court granted an injunction and forced the Postal Service to roll back the changes, a process that could take many months and may not be completely reversed until after the election. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA News.